Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com, also Spreaker.com as well. I am Mark the Q. I'm your host. In just a little bit, within the next couple minutes, R&B artist Elijah Diallo and legendary producer Tony Mercedes will be on with us talking about Diallo's new single. And we'll have to play that while we're waiting for them to get here. You know, talking about Diallo's move from Europe here to the United States as well. So without further ado, let me play a little bit of it, and then we'll get Diallo and Mercedes on the line. We'll play a little bit of his new single, which is Killing It For Me. Here's a little bit of it, and we'll have our guest on in just a few minutes. I just want to give you a little bit taste of this really great single that's currently out. Okay, guys, that was Elijah Diallo, and you know, he's going to produce, and his producer Mercedes is on with us as well, and that was his hit, Killing It For Me. How you guys doing?
Cool, what's happening?
Hey, I mean, how's been the reaction so far with the single?
Okay, this is Tony Mercedes. I mean, the reaction has been pretty overwhelming. We're getting a lot of support, believe it or not, from in Spain and, you know, places over in Dubai and things like that. So it's been like a different kind of situation than the norm. And I think that partly has something to do with his Belgian and French and African background. So yeah, it's pretty exciting to see a lot of fan mail coming in, you know, via Facebook and Instagram, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just to have such a raw talent, you know, from Europe, you know, come over to the United States. I mean, there's plenty of talent here in the United States, but just to have somebody from Europe to kind of, for the European audience and the African audience especially, to come over here to the United States and to kind of make his mark on there. I mean, how's that been in terms of, you know, finding this talent, this raw talent, and just kind of building him up?
Well, you know, it's been pretty easy because he's about 6'2". He's got some very long, long, beautiful hair, and the girls are going crazy about his hair. So it kind of makes my job pretty easy, you know? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, is it just you on the line with us, Tony, or is Elijah on with us as well?
Yeah, Elijah's on with us as well, so you can speak to him whenever you want him to chime in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, then. Yeah, okay. I want to make sure you're here as well. You know, how's the transition been for you to go from Europe over here to the United States? I mean, was there much of a culture shock in terms of simply moving over here to work and to produce?
Yeah, at the beginning it was kind of hard because, you know, I had to learn English because I couldn't speak any of it. But once I, like, started to get the hang of it, it just came all together, like, recording my songs and everything. And, yeah, it just came together, and now I'm where I'm at, and I'm very happy.
You know, I mean, having multiple languages under your belt as well, I mean, did that help out in terms of the, you know, learning English and kind of picking that up?
Yeah, it did. It didn't take me, like, too long to get the hang of speaking English and stuff, because I did have, like, French and Arabic and a little bit of African languages under my belt. But, yeah, it did help me.
And that obviously is really great for you in terms of reaching an international audience. If you can record some of your music in other languages, it's a huge tool in terms of the marketing aspect of this. I mean, you know, first of all, Tony, I mean, how's that for you to find an artist that is multilingual and has that ability?
Well, it was, like I said, it was pretty impressive, and I thought it would be a plus because I remember when I was in high school, I mean, the guys who weren't from America normally got all the girls, and we didn't understand how and why they got the girls. So now I get it, because it's something about a French accent that just makes the girls go, ooh, you know what I mean? So I took the challenge and made the transition to kind of go, you know, tread in international markets and waters rather, and it's working out pretty good. You know, I'm hopeful, but, you know, I still face the same, you know, problems that every other artist faces, because we're all, it's a crapshoot, we're all fighting for the same space.
You know, and for you, Elijah, I mean, obviously, you know, you've done a lot of performing over in Europe, and now you're over here in the United States. I mean, have you had any opportunity to perform out here? And if you have, I mean, how has the audience has been out here for you?
Not yet, because we're setting up tours right now, but I haven't had the chance to perform yet. But I'm very excited to do it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how the American audiences react as well. I mean, it's going to be a huge thing when you start performing, you know, in front of an American audience. You know, we see a lot in terms of you know, different music genres that make it over to Europe that, you know, some Europeans take up. I've heard of country artists that have started out over in Europe. You know, how did you come about wanting to do R&B over in Europe?
Like, I grew up listening to French singers, but I always would listen to R&B music that's from here, from America. Even though I didn't understand the lyrics, I would still like it. Like Usher, Chris Brown, all those type of people that have inspired me to do what I do today. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, really talented voice, you know, right now, and it's, you know, like I said, it's interesting to see an artist, you know, kind of perform R&B. How is that, you know, how did that kind of translate over from you know, obviously, like I said, you speak French, and that's probably your main language, correct?
Yes, it is.
How is it to do R&B be in French, and how did the Belgian people and the French people kind of react to it?
It's kind of the same thing. It's just a style of music. You just like in France, we listen a lot to African music, but there's a lot of R&B singers too. So just when I started singing, I would, like, usually sing in English there, and they would just like it, and, yeah.
You know,
I would kind of say that my sound is more like a pop with a Caribbean blend to it, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting just to see how certain artists kind of almost have their own little recipe for what they do. You know, a little bit of Caribbean here, a little bit of French there, a little bit of R&B there. You know, it's very interesting to say the least in terms of how people kind of find their sounds. I was going to say about that is that, you know, what's it been like to be in the studio and try to find your voice and doing some writing of your own and to be able to be in the studio and kind of find that sound?
Well, that's funny because Tony was really hard on me about finding my sound and everything, because I'm really trying to be unique and stuff and what I do. But you know, it just came together and we made this really dope song that you played. So that's why I'm really excited about what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mercedes, you've done so well in terms of some of the biggest hits out there. I mean, you know, having him in the studio, he's mentioned about, you know, you're really kind of pushing him hard to try to find his own sound as well. I mean, how's it been working with him in the studio and trying to find his voice?
It was challenging in the beginning because, you know, I was such a perfectionist and the translation of some of the words in English were a bit off and you can hear it. So I could hear it. So it's like, let's do it again. And I had to come to the realization that he's going to always be limited in some aspects because of the language barrier. So I had to accept that and just make that limitation sound great, if you know what I mean. So that was the only challenge that I had. But once he got comfortable, and because, you know, again, you know, he was mortified being in the studio because, you know, here I am and I'm sitting there, let's do it again, and he wasn't really used to, you know, he's made records, but he's never been really produced. So me along with my team, you know, with Jerry Goslin and Rama Duke, we produced him as opposed to just cutting records.
You know, and speaking off of that, Elijah, you know, the idea of looking at, you know, going into a studio in Europe and cutting your teeth there versus here. I mean, first of all, what was it like for you to be in the studio for the first time, a studio recording, and what were some of the differences you found between what you were doing early on in terms of your recording to what you're doing now with Tony?
Different. Yeah, it was just very different because when I got here and I started recording with Tony, it was a whole different ball game, you know. Walked in there with a Grammy producer winner, all the splash on the wall and stuff, and I was just like, whoa, you know, and I just had to do what I do, and it just came together, and yeah.
And to back to my first part of the question, I mean, how was it for you that first time that you walked into a studio and recorded, and have you learned a lot in terms of, you know, that first time you went into the studio versus, you know, going here? I mean, have you kind of evolved a little bit?
I was very nervous when I walked into the studio for the first time. I just bombed. Like, I had to call my mom and everything, you know, to get me, like, back into the thing. But I'm learning so much about the music business right now. And just learned so much about the music business. And it feels good to have people, you know, come up to me and say they like my song and stuff. So, and,
yeah,
and Tony's been a great mentor to me.
Go ahead. Tony, it's been crazy to see, you know, you were on some of the hits that I remember back in the day. Womp, There It Is comes to mind right now. But, you know, back in the day, I mean, there was a different process in terms of what music was. I mean, how you produce a song, how it would be delivered to the masses. And then when iTunes came along, and that kind of changed the whole model for you. How was it for you to kind of change your model and see what's going on? And obviously, the studio obviously changed a lot, too, in terms of that, from the reel-to-reel to computerized systems as well. How is it for you to have changed as a producer with the technology and the way that things are handled?
Well, for me, you know, because I got enough years in this game, I surround myself with a bunch of younger people that have their ears to the street, and I check my ego at the door because I realize this is a young person's game, so I have to respect the new creative people, and I kind of give them, you know, my two cents. And when you blend the OGs with the new kids, you're able to create something that kind of bridges the gap between old and new, so to speak. So, you know, I'm smart enough to realize that it's not all about Tony anymore. It's about me working with the new Tony and mentoring that new Tony and saying, hey, I like that idea, or, you know what, let's try this. And that combination is working because you know, at that point, everybody checks their ego at the door. So what I did 10, 20 years ago has no bearing on what's happening today, and I realize that, and I'm smart enough to understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have to evolve, because if you don't evolve, then you are going to be kind of left to the wayside as well. So it's great to be able to see that you've adapted so well. Speaking of, like, young talent, I mean, we have Elijah here. I mean, how were you able to define him, and, you know, and what did you see in him that you really wanted to try to get this raw talent and kind of shape him into a star?
Well, believe it or not, and this is going to sound crazy, when I started working with Elijah, he was 17, and he was raw talent, but it was all raw. And I got so frustrated so many times that, you know, I told his mom, I said, I can't do it anymore. She says, that's just not working out. And she says, Tony, you know, blah, blah, blah. She, if it wasn't for her, then we wouldn't be here today, because she literally kept the relationship intact, because I got so frustrated because, like I said, the language barrier. I got frustrated because he didn't sound American enough. And it was just one thing after another. But she kept me grounded. She kept kept me upbeat about the project, and she spoke on just how much faith she had in us working together and faith in the project. And so I have to thank her, honestly, without question. I have to thank her for being that person, that glue that kept the house together. So, yeah, his mom was his knight in shining armor. And, you know, the first check he gets, you better just sign it over.
Elijah, I mean, first of all, hearing that about how your mother is, you know, has pressed to be a part of that. I mean, you know, first of all, you kind of give me your reaction to that and the fact that, and tell me a little bit about your mother and, you know, how driven she must be to be able to do it.
My mom is really my best friend. She's really the reason why I'm where I'm at today, because she always pushes me to do what I do and to keep pushing to get better, to practice. And she just took all the risks for me and my family to come here to America. She sacrificed everything for us to be here, and I will always, like, forever be grateful to my mom. I love her, and I wish I like, hopefully I can make enough money this year to buy her a house, because that's my goal, you know.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of athletes, a lot of physical performers dream of the ability to buy their mother a house and to make sure that they're comfortable. So, you know, I think that's absolutely great and a great goal to be able to do that as well. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of excited to see how everything kind of flows with you in terms of, you know, when you start touring and all that as well. I mean, have you had the opportunity to even to travel here in the United States, or have you been stuck in the Los Angeles for a while?
When I first moved to America, I first lived in San Diego, so that's the only place I've been. And I moved to L.A. 3 years ago, but I haven't had the chance to go anywhere else yet.
Yeah, you need to come out here once that single drops. I know a couple clubs would probably love to out here that probably love to drop a single and put it in the club and all that as well. So we'll have to see if that winds up happening. But you know, it'll be great to be for you to kind of give a little bit more American flavor besides the Southern Coast and all that as well. Was there anything in particular that you were really interested in when you decided to move here to the United States? I mean, was there anything that you were kind of interested in learning a little bit more about?
I've like when I moved out here, I was like, oh, I just want to meet like all the singers that have inspired me, like Chris Brown and stuff like that. So yeah, that was one of like my first goal, and like I definitely want to like go to Vegas or like New York, and I want to travel a lot, and like music is definitely gonna help help me to do that too. So I can't wait to do that stuff.
So Tony, tell me what's next for Elijah. I mean, it sounds like you guys are going to be touring at some point. You know, I mean, do we have another single coming out? Tell me kind of what's the plan here for the coming year.
We just started working with a new young producer, a teenage producer, believe it or not, out of Spain. And we're about to do this track, and kind of, I think he may sing that song in French. So that's on the plate. We should start working on that in about a week. And we're also putting a tour together through Elijah's agent, Alexander DeRossi, and I think her company is called The Firm. And we're going to do a 50-city mall tour where we'll do meet and greets, and we're going to be searching for the next female lead in this next video. So that's going to be pretty exciting as well. So,
well, definitely got to take a look.
Yeah, we're just kind of
look out for that.
Yeah, we're super excited, and we're taking baby steps. We're not in a rush to do anything, and we're just right now trying to create a social media presence and make sure that we've got that covered. So we're not really too antsy about trying to meet with labels right now, because we want to make sure that everything is together, where it's not a question of whether they want to sign us, it's a question of whether we want to sign with them. So that's kind of what our goal is right now, to make sure that we take care of things at home and make sure that we've got all the tools that we need to make sure that to ensure that we have a successful campaign.
Well, speaking of which, where can people find Elijah on social media?
You can find him on Instagram. It's Elijah Official on Instagram, and you can find him on, he's got a page on Facebook, same name. And make sure, you know, I got to urge, especially all the young girls that listen to your broadcast, you've got to go check out his YouTube video. It's, you know, Elijah Official on YouTube. And the title of the song is Kill It For Me. It's a great video. And we've got to give a shout out to Gilbert Arenas, who let Elijah drive his Maybach, his 400, that brand new Maybach, and let him drive in the video. So we definitely got to give a shout out to NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas for that. He showed him a lot of love.
I want to mention that spelled E-L-I-D-J-A-H, if you guys want to look him up on social media as well. I really look forward to seeing what goes on. Hopefully, I hope that you guys can make it out here for that 50 city tour. It makes a hell of a lot of sense for him to be out here in Vegas to be able to get to an audience, especially the audience that absolutely loves R&B out here too. So hopefully that ends up working out for you as well. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, I will definitely. On that note, we're definitely going to come to Vegas, because believe it or not, I play in the World Series of Poker every year and I do very well. So Vegas is like my second home. But yeah, we'll definitely put Vegas on the map for the tour, because I think, you know, Vegas is exciting, it's close, and it allows us to, you know, Elijah's always wanted to come to Vegas because you hear about the lights in Sin City, blah, blah, blah. He's never seen it, so definitely Vegas would be one of the spots we definitely come to. I think Elijah wanted to say one last thing.
And I want to say thank you guys so much for being the first radio station to have me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I mean, this is a podcast that's heard worldwide. So if you have any family or any friends that want to listen from over in Europe, they're more than happy to. They can check it out on iTunes or any of the podcast catchers as well. So, and I'm pretty sure the publicist will have that link for you guys set up, so you guys can listen anytime, or have anybody that wants to around the world can listen to it as well. So so we have a global reach. So make sure, you know, you share that as well. And hopefully, Tony, we'll catch up in June when you're out here for the World Series of Poker.
Absolutely.
And yeah, à tous mes gens en France, si vous êtes là, si vous m'écoutez, ben faut juste qu'on continue à regarder cette radio et voilà quoi. Suivez-moi et on est là.
Translate it.
I just said to all my French fans, just keep riding with me and let's see what happens.
You know, Elijah, your English is really, really good. For I've only known it for a couple years, so I want to compliment you on that as well. And
thank you.
Look forward to what's going on, and maybe we'll interview sometime down the road. Maybe we'll see each other when you get to hit Vegas.
It'll be all my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye. That was Elijah Diallo and legendary producer Tony Mercedes. You guys can check out Elijah Official. That's E-L-I-D-J-A-H Official on all of his social media, Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. So check that out as well. Tony is a really great guy. I mean, produced so many great artists, especially Ed Sheeran as of late. You guys, you know, it's great to be able to talk to him a little bit about that, and great to see this young talent, Elijah, from Europe, really start to make his make some waves here in the United States. So it was great to be able to see that as well. Okay, next week, Oscar weekend, we do have a really great guest, an actress who just has a movie coming out. I don't have the information in front of me, sorry to say, but we'll that show's already posted on somewhereinvegas.com, so you guys can read the description. It's going to be same time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, so you guys can check that out as well on Sunday. We're starting to catch up our Spreaker streams, so watch out for that. You will have some back episodes from the past couple of months. For some odd reason, Spreaker didn't pick up the rest of my feed on the show from Blog Talk, so that'll be kind of coming up as well. And we'll have a lot of guests coming up. I've got a couple that are still in the queue that I need to get scheduled up for March. And then some exciting things will be happening around April and May. We'll maybe have a studio, and we'll have some guest hosts in studio as well. So things will get kind of funky in the next couple of while. So with that in mind, everybody, you guys can check us out on Facebook, Somewhere in Vegas, at SWIV on Twitter, at SWIV on Twitter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of another mix of Kill It For Me for the next maybe 30 seconds, up to the chorus, maybe a little bit further off, and then we'll cut the stream off. But thanks to you guys for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. That'll be Oscar Sunday, with a very talented actress and her new movie coming up. So we'll talk to you guys then. Here's Killing It For Me by Elijah. Different little mix here, and we'll see you guys next week.